A lot of recordings come out of the Berklee College of Music in Boston, but a new one stands out for a few reasons. It's titled Playing with Other People's Heads. It features 30 faculty, students, and alumni of all ages, and it took 7 years to complete. The project, led by Berklee professor Bill Banfield, explores the complex relationships among mentors and mentees in music. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Bill Banfield's multi-generational group Jazz Urbane started evolving at Darrell's, a Boston music club, in 2006. Students and teachers showed up at the venue on Monday nights to meld older jazz sounds with newer cross-genre ones. Banfield decided to channel that energy into a recording that would celebrate the mentor-mentee relationship.
You always have mentors and heroes. Artists get together and they mentor each other across the same generational lines, but also across generational lines that mentoring happens. So I have a list of about 25 mentees who I've had over the last 20 years, and I speak to them regularly. Like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing, lady?
He gives me advice about career options and talks to me about what my future goals are, what my trajectory is, you know, how I could evolve further.
That's Banfield mentee, 32-year-old vocalist Annette Phillips. She moved here from India to study music at Berklee. Now she's on faculty with her mentor.
It's a beautiful relationship. I learn a lot and we disagree a lot, which is great. I mean, I'm all about debate and discussion and dissent, and I think it leads to a more vibrant outcome.
So then what do the mentor and mentee disagree about?
Bill likes certain keys, and I'm much more of an alto. And, you know, he believes that certain songs and certain compositions live in a specific sonic space. And that's fine. I respect that. But I also feel that I, as an instrument, also live in a specific sonic space.
I received your note today. Not sure what it meant.
The 50-something Banfield says sometimes he butted heads creatively with the other young musicians on the CD, including Grace Kelly, Esperanza Spalding, and Kristen Scott.
You know, a lot of these artists, some of them are 30 years my junior. So it's like, that's the struggle.
Because that age difference creates tension, according to Banfield, who says each generation picks its own music for inspiration.
So when you start talking about a 20-year difference, therein lies a challenge, because Stevie Wonder is my reference, or Earth, Wind & Fire, but a young artist today listens to D'Angelo, or John Legend, or Adele.
But Banfield says that rub, as he calls it, creates a sound like this. Mature masters are present too, Stan Strickland and one of Banfield's mentors, musician-producer George Duke.
What people might recognize George Duke, and it's eclectic way of pulling jazz and popular music and humor together, actually, which is not a bad thing in music, is with Frank Zappa. He was Frank Zappa's keyboardist for many years in the 70s.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit.
Duke worked with other legends, including Miles Davis and Stanley Clarke. Banfield says, as producer, Duke shaped the new CD's sound in his L.A. recording studio. Grammy-winning percussionist Terry Lynn Carrington has worked with Duke, too, and counts him among her many mentors.
Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock and McCoy Tyner and Max Roach. By the time I met George, I was already a professional musician, and he was more like a big brother. Which, you know, the lines get blurred, you know, big brother, mentor, friend. I was very close to him.
Like Banfield, Carrington teaches at Berklee, where she's also an alum. For her, mentoring goes beyond the lesson plan.
It's just a big part of what's been happening all along. But sure, in jazz, because there's so much history and so much that you have to learn outside of the classroom.
And she says working with younger, aspiring musicians helps her stay fresh. You can hear Carrington's drums on the recording, too. But in the final stages of production, Banfield couldn't reach Duke, his mentor. He says he kept calling.
George, where are you? What do you think about the video? Da, da, da. No answer. And then my attorney called. He had heard about it before it was announced. He said, Bill, I'm so sorry. I have to tell you that George passed. So it was devastating to everybody. And so this record particularly is certainly in celebration and honor of George Duke and his work.
George Duke died last August. He was 67. This is him on keyboard with pianist Jesse Tate on Playing with Other People's Heads. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.